We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
At least 9 tornado touchdowns have been confirmed in last week's severe storms, and we could see more of the same in the coming weeks. Back with us this morning, AccuWeather's long-range expert Joe Lundberg. So, Joe, what patterns are you watching for, especially later this month?
Well, the concern that as we finish out April and go into the month of May, that we're going to see an upper-level trough that will be centered more over the Rockies, and that puts us in prime position for disturbances to come out of that the base of that trough and across the plains, tap into some warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico, and have several rounds of strong to severe thunderstorms. And we're going to see that play out really beginning this Friday and lasting through the coming weekend across the area.
Talk about some of the risks with this severe weather. I feel like in the last maybe 5 to 10 years, we've seen more hail. We've definitely seen a lot of tornadoes as well.
Yeah, I think all of those things are going to be in play. At this time of the year, the risk of tornadoes is probably reaching its apex, its highest point. And if you look at statistically when tornado frequency is at its greatest, it's rising exponentially during the month of March and April, reaches its peak in the month of May. So we're going into prime tornado season. And we may not necessarily be in the heart of Tornado Alley, but we're not far from it. And the ingredients to get tornadoes, you've got to have a lot of instability in the atmosphere, a lot of overturning, and differences in the wind with height. You know, you might have a southerly wind in the low levels, and aloft you may have a southwest wind or even a west wind. And that rotation of the wind with height is one of the things that contributes to tornadic thunderstorms. And we see those types of ingredients in play pretty often at this time of the year. And unfortunately, it looks like that setup is going to manifest itself over the next several weeks across the area.
What about in May? What happens then?
I think the first half of May is probably going to see, pulses of this. There may be several days, like we go into the early and middle part of next week, it looks relatively quiet across the area. So the first few days of May may be pretty quiet. But as we wrap up the first week of May, go into next weekend, it looks like the setup may repeat itself. A disturbance comes in to the west coast, works its way from the northwest down into the Rockies, and then comes out across the plains. And that could cause another ignition of thunderstorms. And I think there'll be a couple more of those disturbances through at least the middle of May before maybe the activity tries to shift a little bit farther east over toward the Appalachians in the southeast U.S.
I was reading through an article that AccuWeather had done, and I'm curious, it mentioned things like the warming of the Great Lakes as increasing some of the severe weather threats, in the broader region. Explain how that has an impact.
Well, the Great Lakes, if they're pretty cool, when thunderstorms hit them, they try to tap into that. The air might be sitting over the Great Lakes, and if it's much cooler, it may have a stabilizing influence on those. But if the water temperatures get warmer, then it can actually enhance thunderstorm activity, and that's more of a concern as you get deeper into the summer season, typically more like July and August, where water temperatures are at their warmest. But if they're warming a little earlier than that, that might extend the season more toward the front side, late May and into the month of June.
Joe Lundberg, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.